This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How's your confidence in the economy, people? Well, if it's anything like the consumer confidence report that we've gotten so far, it's the worst in history. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Don't worry. Be happy. I'm not going to leave you there. But I know your confidence is not high in this president, this fake president, this coup bandit that is occupying a house that Donald Trump should be sitting in right now. But I'll tell you this, the Democrats have nothing that they're going to point at that's going to get him reseated, and they are in for one heck of a bad news of coming in through the midterms. I'm going to get it all out. This is the worst intro I think I've done in a long time. Welcome again. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. Thanks to all of you guys that are supporting our – this is a ministry. It really is a ministry of sorts because – you know, I have to come on here and preach. And I tell people, and it's funny, somebody says, well, Kevin, how do you talk about the same stuff? I go, how long have you been going to church? Well, decades. Okay. So what is your pastor going to talk about? I mean, I can practically tell you seasonally when a pastor is going to talk about what. You're going to hear about Easter during Easter, right? Christ rising, et cetera. You're going to hear about Christmas stuff and the three wise men and all that. If you wanted to hear some inspirational stuff, they're going to talk about the walls of Jericho coming down, you know, the house of Corinthian, the church of Corinthian or whatever, of Corinth. We've heard all the sermons. The only thing that applies, because the Bible is very finite. There's only a certain amount of things you can discuss. So the only thing you can do is wrap it around what's happening in that moment. And that's what politics is. There's nothing new. Let me tell you, you're going to get called a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and all other kinds of phobes because you're a conservative or a Republican. That's what you're going to get called. Leftists are going to perceive themselves as philanthropic, humanitarian, always on the side of righteousness, etc., when it's exactly the opposite, but they don't believe it. So if I know this, it's easy. This is an easy math equation. 1 plus X equal 2. I know what X is. So I'm telling you, it's simple. All we have to do is, number one, make sure that we push back on all the nonsense they want to accuse us of being, and two, make sure they understand that they are the scumbags of the earth. That's very simple, and that's what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, right at this very microphone. And I'm glad you're here. Back to consumer confidence. You are not confident, and neither is the guy next to you, and neither is the majority of the nation. The consumer confidence fell to a three-month low in May, as concerns about persistently high inflation and rising interest rates weighed on the minds of Americans. And I told you, it was 8.3% inflation rate, and they equated it to the 1980s measurement, the way they used to measure in the 80s, to 17%. It ticked up, and I'm going to get it to 8.6%, which means it's probably now 18% actual inflation. Now, understand that inflation is calculated with throwing out stuff that you use every day. They don't want to calculate it with gas, because if they threw that in there, it would be far worse, because gas has more than doubled. I want you to understand, the inflation rate for gasoline is almost, I think it's 90% in a year, in 19 months, 18 months. It's 90%. So, what are you talking to me about? Inflation is only, 8.3%. That's nonsense. Your groceries have practically gone up at least 30 to 40%. Now, your wages aren't anywhere close to that. Have any of you doubled your income or gotten 90% raises in the last year to cover this gasoline cost? What about, do you eat out more? What about your entertainment dollars? How's that doing for you? You've been to anywhere? Oh, you know what's funny? So I went to see a movie the other day. First movie we've seen out, we went to see a Top Gun. Seen out in a long time. It was $8 to get in. You want to know why? They're practically giving the seats away now because they are praying you'll buy something. They want you to go in and buy that overpriced stuff. The empty theaters don't do you any good. So I'll say this, Joe Biden, you certainly brought down the price of movies. Good for you. I hope Hollywood starves to death over this stuff. But I digress. A survey from the Conference Board showed that Americans have become more cautious about buying big ticket items, including cars and homes, which could curtail economic growth. Have you considered a car? Have you even... I have friends in the car business. I'll tell you what one of my buddies said. He says, I don't have to sell a single car at a discount. One of my friends said, I'm not going to say who he is, but he said, I sell all my cars right now with a premium. If you want the car, it's practically a bidding war for a car. He goes, we're making $2,000-$3,000 over retail per car. One of my other buddies said, I won't sell a car. He owns a lot of dealerships as well. He says, I won't sell a car over retail, but I'm selling in retail, not discounting. Now, this was a guy that used to tell me, he goes, in the car business, you practically break even selling the car. You make money on the extra stuff. He says, that's where we make our money. So he goes, now he goes, I'm feasting. We sell the cars at retail. They're just going off. As soon as you get them, whatever color, if it gets in, it's sold. He goes, sometimes it's pre-sold. It's like taking candy from a baby. He says, and then we still, you know, we sell all the extras with it. But he says, I've never made more money in my life. But it's at the, I mean, and I'm not mad at either one of them. They're in the business of, my buddy that said that he sells over retail, he says, I don't know how many cars I'm going to get next month. He goes, I may be feasting now, but I may be starving in a month. I don't know. He goes, I take what I get and I treat it like a precious commodity because I don't know when I'm going to get the next set of vehicles. I've got to make is more money on that car than I would normally need to make to be operational because I don't know the future. See, that is the consumer confidence and it's hurting you. That's what I'm trying to explain. This is hurting you. This is making the people that have to have the product in queue are going, oh, I got to jack it all up because I don't know when I'm going to get the next shipment. When we come back, we'll touch up on this a little bit more, and I'm going to talk about the consumer confidence during the time of Baby Black Jesus.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to read this. Economists seeking a sign that the country's financial health was turning a corner were left reeling after the federal government released data indicating that inflation rose at a pace not seen in more than four decades. Consumer prices surged 8.6% last month from the 12-month period earlier, faster than April's year-over-year surge of 8.3%. It is growing at 8% per month, in this case 8.6%. Those are Biden's Labor Department numbers. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, was talking about your consumer confidence. You're looking at your money and you're going, it's not going a fraction further, you know, where it needs to be. The cost of gas, food, and other necessities jumped in May, giving American households no respite from rising costs. The latest figures dashed hopes that the worst of inflation, which had spiraled out of control last year, was behind us. Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate, said, so much for the idea that inflation has peaked. Consumer prices blew past expectations, and not in a good way, with the 8.6 annual increase, the fastest in more than 40 years. Worse, the increases were nearly ubiquitous. Just no place to hide. They're talking about across the board, not just in a couple of sectors. Get this. I already said it, but I want you to hear somebody else say it. With gasoline, I mean, I'm saying it for him, but you know what I mean. Don't be messing with me. Anyway, with gasoline prices, everybody's like, it's still you talking, Kevin. You guys are such smart alecks out there on radio. I hear you. Don't think I don't hear you. Anyway, it says, with gasoline prices up 50% year over year. Now, think about what that means. Something goes up. Let's say something costs $10. It goes up 50%, so it's $15. Then it goes up another 15%. It's not going up 15% on the $10. Now it's going up 50% over the $15. You get what I'm saying? Rent prices have increased, get this, folks, by 31%. I told you my little saga. I was paying $2,300 a month to rent this house. You know, should have bought, but my aunt got, you know, became a quadriplegic, moved her in, couldn't sell the house, and I had in St. Louis, blah, 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 $100,000 of my own money later for taking care of family. No good deed goes unpunished. The market, boop, just zips by. Not in a position to buy at this very moment, so the guy who owns the house said, hey, by the way, going to jack you up another $800 a month. $800. One rent increase. I'm not talking about $2,100 or I think we paid $2,300 to $2,250 or even $2,500, which would still be, you know, or say $2,700. No, $800, $3,100 a month to rent a dwelling. And it ain't no great shakes. Don't think, ooh, Kevin, you must be living. Man, don't make me go all sister girl on you. Ain't like that up in the room. So, yeah, 31% jump in. So just think about these two things. Gasoline prices up 50% year over year. And rent prices have increased by 31% year over year. Food prices rising at their steepest rate in more than 41 years during the same period. Any relief for household budgets remains elusive, said Greg McBride. Now, he doesn't have to tell you because you're feeling it. And let me tell you something. I don't give a crap how many people that the left try to blame this on. The dyed-in-the-wool Democrats may say, oh, okay, I'm going to go down the ship with Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I love you, Joe Biden. Okay, fine. But these middle-of-the-road people that can kind of fluctuate either way, believe me, they're going, holy crap, what's it called? Groceries, my God, I went on grocery shopping. It was like I had to pay with a kidney. You know, oh, my God, eating out. You can't even eat out for less than $50. You know, my God. You know, oh, my God. You know, they're getting the shock, and they're the ones going, you know what? I think I see where the prosperity is and where it isn't. And I'm going to tell you something. In no time in my lifetime, has there been a bigger differential between us and them than there is right now? No, period. I'm talking about in the time of Obama, which to me was the worst period in American history under a president, fake or otherwise. And Jimmy Carter before him. This, you could combine Obama and Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden's worse. And here's what gets me. The media, who I understand why they stuck up for Obama. They're like, he's our dreamy black guy. Oh, my gosh, we got to stick up for Barack Obama. He's so amazing, and he's black. Oh, yeah, did I mention he's black? Yeah, well, whatever. So they were sticking up for him. Affirmative action black man president. I get it. How you stick up for this old clown? And that's what I don't believe they're doing. I don't think they're really doing it. They're not sticking up for Joe Biden. They're sticking up for leftist principle because they're like, you know, they better be afraid. They got to protect leftism. So they say things like, oh, well, it's not as bad as you think. I mean, you know, this is really good. And, you know, it's no longer transitory. Get used to it. It's good. It's good for you. It's going to raise all the rates. It's going to weed. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to be on the Chamber of Commerce committee trying to tell people it's good that your gasoline has gone up 50% year over year, that you're paying 31% more for rent, that you haven't seen food rise this quickly in over four decades. Oh, it's all good. They went on, this guy, in the previous article I was reading earlier about consumer confidence, he says people aren't buying. He says under, along with motor vehicles, houses, consumers were less inclined to buy major household appliances like refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, TVs. When that happens and you get this retraction, see, this is what I tell you guys all the time. If you listen to my economics forecast, I tell you, when money stops moving, that's a major problem. Money is like a jet stream. It's like the currents. It must continually move. And what is, think about what the jet stream does. It picks up dust in Africa and it drops it off over here. It spreads the seed around. And so it's reformatting the surface of the earth all the time. What happens when it stops? That's when you get drought and you get all kinds of things that can happen that ruin the economy. If the currents stop for just a second, it's so disruptive to the jet stream. I mean, I'm sorry, to the currents, the ocean currents, that wildlife dies. Same with the jet stream. So what happens when money stops? Something happens. And what's happening right now is money is stopping. People no longer want to borrow money because the interest rates are too high. People no longer want to spend money because they got to batten down the hatches.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6 due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steirwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th, when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just one of the, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are funny. They've got a whole series of problems, things that are just so devastating they would take down any Republican administration. And they think they're coasting along, right? We haven't talked about Hunter Biden's laptop. We haven't talked about the big guy. We haven't talked about Hillary Clinton and the big cheat, what she did. We haven't talked about Barack Obama and his complicit, what he was doing with it. We haven't talked about the FBI and what they've done with their crooked stuff. We haven't talked about 2,000 mules and the big cheat. You know, and all the other things. And they think, oh, we're skipping along, woo! And now they got their January 6th stuff that they're all talking about. And let me tell you something, folks. All the things that they're trying to use for subterfuge is covering this stuff up is just, I just want you to understand the ground is trembling underneath them, boys. They got their finger in the dike trying to keep the water from coming through. They got their plugging, putting band-aids on bullet holes, you know, lipstick on the pig. You use whatever analogy or metaphor you want. And they got this big thing that's out there that they can't get away from. Inflation. And the inflation has this ripple effect for other things like crime rate. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show is listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can't have that many plates spinning without something falling and breaking. You just can't. And the Democrats, God bless them, though, how they can keep things moving around where they shuffle it up from here to there. But the problem that they have with me is that I don't forget. I circle back. See, I know Hunter Biden has got a real serious issue, and we now know he was paying his prostitute, this girl he ended up having the baby by, he was paying her with his company funds. That is not going to go away. This investigation, this grand jury thing on the Hunter, if they think that they're going to get, there will be no justice, they're out of their minds. People, they think they got away because Sussman's deal with Hillary Clinton. That just opened up the floodgates. I'm just using a couple of things. Joe Biden is the big guy. It will be proven. The 2,000 mules is only the tip of the iceberg for the cheating that the Democrats did. That will be proven. We got the second installment coming out. We call it Beyond 2,000 Mules. That's the working title. It's even more damning than 2,000 Mules. 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us. And there are a couple of people who have written to me, had problems with the donating to support the film or our political ministry here. And I appreciate you sending us a note. I think we resolved it. But thank you guys from the bottom of my heart because I can't do this without you. And For those of you, you know, look, I know inflation's kicking butt, and I would never tell you what to do with your money, but if you do decide you're going to donate to somebody, I hope it's us. Because we are out there, pound for pound, I'm going to say it, we're the best. Pound for pound, we're the best. We don't take anybody's money and spend it frivolously. And here's the other thing I love about what we do. It means something. These kids we're sending to D.C., we will change their lives. These kids that enter into our CPREP program, their lives are changing. Wow, man, you should see the families light up when we tell them, you've been accepted, we're going to give you the scholarship, you're going to get the tools you need to get working, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh my gosh, yep. It's just so amazing, man. It warms my heart. I remember saying years ago when Melissa and I would get hundreds of kids adopted, and I would say every year 100 kids adopted, inner city kids, at-risk kids, find their forever families. And I said in a single year we do more than almost all the politicians, these leftist politicians combined, will do in a year. In a single year, when you find 100 kids, their forever families, do you know how many lives you've changed forever? 100. But you've also changed those families. If every one of them will have, it'll be a couple of parents with some more kids, they're changed as well. They become more philanthropic and giving and understanding of humans because they got to take these kids in who had no chance without them. And it's such a beautiful thing to see. We do more pound for pound than any of these other groups. And if that doesn't impress you, fine. I'm not telling it to you to make you impressed. I'm telling it to you because we all want to make a difference. This election cycle is going to end. What's going to happen next? Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be disappointed that somebody you wanted didn't make it into to become your governor, your senator, your congressman, or whatever. And you're going to hold your nose, maybe voting for the person that did win the primary. And then you're going to hope and pray that they live up to whatever expectations you had. And I'm going to go ahead and be a spoiler. They won't. And you're going to kick yourself going, whoa, what should we do? And you know who's doing it? We are. We're attacking Hollywood. We're attacking education. We're attacking the people who attack capitalists. We're attacking the institutions of the left that are ruining it all. These are the people that ultimately end up becoming the lobbyists and the special interests to go and corrupt the very people that you put into office. When you can control that process, you're better. This is the first time I can tell you in a political cycle, I have said, I'm going to take down every person running in my city. I'm going to attach a letter to them, to whoever's running for Senate, whoever our person is that becomes a Senate candidate, congressional candidate, whatever. And I'm going to attach the city people to this so we make sure we get at the local level on school boards, city councils. I'm going to make sure we have every grassroots person on there that we can possibly have. And I'm going to do it city by city where I live now. First time I've ever understood when they say politics is local. This is how we're going to win this back. We're going to do this at the very local level. Yeah, I pass by these city signs. I see my senators and my congressmen's big signs on the roadway. I don't know. I see these little signs like, hey, I'm town council. I'm city council. I'm so-and-so. Vote for me. Reelect me. I'm going to know who you are and what you stand for, and I'm going to send out a letter. It says, when you vote for our senator, be sure in these cities you vote for this person. I'm not leaving it to chance. That's what we're doing. Anyway, let's get back to this. So consumer confidence all-time low. They say there's enough people still spending to keep the flow of money going, but it's slowing down. And keep in mind, it never stops, but it is slowing down. But let me go back. I want to just explain what it was back in the time of Obama. December 29, 2009, they wrote this. Consumer confidence plowed through its worst year in 24 years of weekly polls, weighted down by abysmal ratings of the national economy. And let me tell you why that happened. It happened because George Bush put like $700 billion into the, Barack Obama begged him, put this into the economy so I don't have to do it. And Bush did it for him, and it was essentially crushed his economy. Now, keep in mind also, Bush was dealing with the World Trade Center and all this other stuff. So I'll forgive him for some of that. But consumer confidence way down. And then they said at the time, the consumer comfort index stood at negative 44 on a scale of plus 100 to negative 100, halting 3 weeks of positive momentum. And it didn't get any better under Obama. But despite what it was under Obama, because it was horrible, despite that, it's worse under Joe Biden. And leftists don't fool me. They hate him. None of them figured that Biden could kill the Trump economy. They had to believe that even a moron like Biden couldn't ruin such a robust economy in less than half a presidential cycle. But that's what Joe Biden and the rest of Team Demento have managed to do. And now there will be H.E. double crooked socks to pay. Because aside from the worldwide devastation of a Biden presidency, leftists hoped that Biden could keep the car out of the ditch long enough for them to arrange a new and improved version of the big cheat. Sadly, though, for the Democrats, that didn't happen. Because it couldn't happen. Joe Biden could not keep a robust economy going with all the policies that he had that were, let's undo everything Trump did. So now Americans are paying a serious price, and the New York Post explains it again. American consumers weighed down by the soaring levels of an inflation as the consumer price index remained at a sky-high clip of 8.6%, the highest since 1981, thanks to, we already talked about it, skyrocketing oil prices, rising cost of food, rent, and here's the big one, health care. Did anybody expect this to get better under Biden? But there's even more bad news, folks. This so-called core inflation rate that went up, they estimated 0.7, it went to 1%. Here's the deal. Report after report says the same thing. We're in deep kimchi, but it's the Democrats who are in deep kimchi.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh my gosh, we are in such a position right now in the United States of America. Talk about cataclysmic change. Change back. And we, all the lexicon, change back has to have good meaning. We can easily make this have good meaning. Black folks are, change back to what? Back to slavery? When were you ever in slavery? See, that's your comeback. When were you ever in slavery? Who's enslaved you outside of the government that you exist in right now? Have you been on a plantation working? No. You know what you're a slave to? You are a slave to that stupidity that leftism has taught you. That's what you're a slave to right now. Who's teaching it to you? Democrats. They make it look like crime in your neighborhoods comes from Donald Trump or Putin. Who knows? They make it sound like the schools in your neighborhood are overrun with Republicans. Donald Trump's everybody's teacher, or Putin is everybody's teacher, or global climate change is everybody's teacher. They fill your mind full of junk and worthless nonsense, and you look for somebody else to blame, and you don't want to go back. You don't want to go back to where black folks were respected, where we actually gave a crap about education. We didn't care about all this social engineering nonsense. No matter what they threw in our way, we overcame it. No obstacle was too high to go over, under, get around, swim through it, fly through it, whatever. We busted through walls. And all you people do is, white people, it is white people. You should be ashamed of yourselves. So you can push back with everything if you got the guts. Some black person said, man, white people say, don't blame me. Don't blame us. We are not in your neighborhood killing you. We are not the people teaching you to go look for critical race theory or some 1619 BS. We are not the people. We are not the people who are always marginalizing you based on your color. In fact, we're the people who say, go out, be the best you can be, and we support you 100%. So if you're going to blame somebody, blame the people you vote for and walk away like a sister girl. Walk away like, ooh, ooh, don't talk to me. Talk to the hand. You know, that's how you do it. Don't get caught up in this nonsense. The 2022 midterm elections, they say, are only less than 140 days, 150 days, whatever, away. Republicans, they say, have a 9-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. That ain't because of Mitch McConnell, people. Nope. It's because of you. It is because of you and your support of the principles that have been manifested of you through Donald Trump and magnified by people like DeSantis, Josh Hawley, and a few others. Not any of them as good as DeSantis, of course, but still we have a lot of people that espouse conservative values and are not backing down. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, the governor, Governor Abbott of Texas, Governor Noem of South Dakota. Name me Democrats that you go, oh man, they are iconic. What about Whitmer? What about Pritzker? Whitmer of Michigan, Pritzker of Illinois. Anybody touting these Democrats that, woohoo, they were something else. What about Cuomo? What about Holcomb, who replaced Cuomo? Give me a Democrat in a state or anywhere that you go, boy, they're being lauded as potential presidential material. Name me a governor. Governors usually are the ones who get it. Name me one. Name me a senator. Could Chuck Schumer be the next president? Could Nancy Pelosi be the next president? They're always bantied about by the Democrats. You want the short answer? No. Could Hillary Clinton be the next president? No. Will Joe Biden retain his office? I've already told you. He won't run, and he's going to be lucky to survive this term. Latest Rasmussen poll, national survey. The elections for Congress were held today. 48% of likely voters would vote for the Republican candidate, 39% for the Democrat. Just 4% would vote for some other candidate, but another 9% are not sure. So get this. Even if you add the 9% to the Democrats, they would be even. But thinking about it this way, if the 9% are like this particular survey, then the Republicans would get 5 of them and the Democrats would get 4. So they'd actually gain a point. Republicans, they said, have gained 1 point since last week where they led 48% to 40%. So what happened? The Democrats lost 1% from week to week. How do you think that's going to go as gas prices continue to soar? As food prices continue to soar. Let me tell you the Democrats' plan. I just want to go ahead and put it out there. We're in June. July, August, September, October, November. Essentially 4 months before the election. They are going to try to bring the pricing down just enough to make where they go, ooh, let's hope that it goes from $6 a gallon gas down to $4 a gallon gas. And we can say, ooh, look at us. We should already be ahead of it. You should already be saying, if gas doesn't get back down to $2.59 or whatever it was under Trump, you haven't won. If food prices don't get back down to where I can afford to feed my kids, you haven't won. If you can't get rents down, and they certainly aren't going to be able to move rents, then you haven't won. That's their plan, I'm telling you right now, because they have nothing else. They got 150 or so days, 140 days, whatever the number is, to try to right this ship. That's the only hope they have. Now, here's the bad news for them. They still got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joe Biden is aging in dog years. So, effectively, that's 4 years for Joe Biden. He will be 89 by the time the election comes around. They can give me his chronological birth date, but he'll be 89. And he will be more feeble. He will be more tired. And if we've done our jobs as conservatives, and we have gone from city to city to take over city councils, if we've gone from city to city to take over school boards, county to county to take over the counties, you will watch Republican legislatures absolutely dominate. I'm talking across the country. Even in states that you don't think are winnable. If you tag them along with the popular candidate and you let people know who to vote for, let me tell you what we do. What we do in Gilbert. We literally talk to a lady who profiles all the candidates. And when it's election time, about 2 weeks before, we send out the things that says, here's who to vote for and here's why. And there's a comparison. And it is a checklist. And it's the judges, it's the school boards, it's all the little races that you don't have time to research. Somebody does it for you. And now we have a little group that gets it out to me. I don't know how many people, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 2,000, but we get it out. What if we did that all over the state? We profiled all these town council, city council, police board, whatever, education superintendent, all that. And we said, we're going to put the most conservative candidate in every one of these offices. We would dominate. Here's something else you guys probably aren't aware of. 2,000 mules. Now, I told you guys, I didn't need to see 2,000 mules to know that Biden got cheated into the White House. Everybody knows Biden is not one vote more popular than 2008 Barack Obama, much less 11 million votes more popular. That's as much as fact is the information that was in the documentary 2,000 Mules that it were provided, except now that we've got the digital DNA of the mules. The low-level mules who affected the big cheat. Now, as I mentioned, my team's going to be making phase two, Beyond the Mules, is what we've got as a working title. We're going to explain how this whole cheat was orchestrated. And we have a good on-ramp for the next iteration of this documentation of voter fraud beyond belief. I'm telling you. This 2,000 mules was like a, whoosh, here you go, Kev. So this new documentary, this is Rasmussen, said investigates widespread cheating in the 2020 presidential election is hitting homes with voters who have seen the film. A new Rasmussen report survey finds that 77% of likely voters who've seen 2,000 Mules say the movie strengthened their conviction that there was systematic and widespread election fraud in the 2020 election. Only 19% of those who have seen the documentary say their belief in election fraud was weakened. Now, leftists will try to spin this. They're going to say, no, it's partisan. It hurts the Republicans. But the numbers report the opposite. So let me explain. 19% Republicans saw it, 14% of Democrats, and 11% of non-affiliated with either majority parties. And still, that 77% is impacting the 14% of Democrats and the 11% of non-affiliated. So 25% of the people who saw it, 77% of them said, it changed my mind. Wait until they see the second installment.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.